mentioned Lake City. What did they mine up in Lake City?
Gold, mostly.
Mostly gold.
Gold and some silver.
Okay. What about, you mentioned Tin Cup.
Yeah.
I take it they mine tin there?
No, they named it that for different reasons. It started out being named Virginia City. And the Postal Department apparently told those people that Virginia City would be too hard to remember and separate. When people write to Virginia City, Colorado, some of those would go somewhere else. There's another town out west, is it Arizona or Wyoming, has a Virginia City. And of course, where else is Virginia City? Somewhere else. Anyway, so they changed it, town of Tin Cup, named it Tin Cup. And the reason they changed it to Tin Cup was that the first gold that was fanned up there was fanned in a little tin drinking cup.
Oh, okay.
And that's why they call it Tin Cup.
Is that still a town now?
Well, a pretty good town. She and I had lunch up there the other day.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not a beautiful lunch, but we had a good hamburger and French fries and a lot of noise.
Are any of these mining towns still active at all? Or?
Not really. No.
They're not known as mining towns.
Not anything so. Much active.
Okay. Are any of the mines going at all that you know of? Or?
Nothing of any consequence that I know of. If they are, they're not doing very much except just playing.
Maybe just a couple guys in there.
Yeah.
Okay. when did all that mining business die out?
It started dying out after World War II. It was already died out some before the war, and to make way for the war. And then it came back, started mining after World War II, but it never did come back in full force. It gradually started coming out. I knew some of the miners at one time. and one of them had the biggest mine in the country at that time. It was Carroll Carter,
yeah,
up in Gold Creek above Ohio City. And I knew him very well, and he got tired of fighting it and just closed it down and walked away. And they tried to open it about 10 years ago, something like that. They had a fire up there. A welder caught fire to some timbers in their one of their buildings and burned the building down. And they just gave up and walked away.
Did you ever do any mining?
No, never.
Have you ever went in any of those?
Yeah, I've been in a few.
What's that like? I've never been in a mine before.
It's a big old dark hole that scares me to death.
Is it scary?
Me too.
Can't imagine. That's very... Yeah.
I lived in Cripple Creek at one time, and that was gold mining too.
Right.
They still had one mine that was working. I think it still does. Molly Kathleen.
They got something going on up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They also, I remember talking to somebody about, giving mine tours. And mm-hmm. I remember her reaction was, "You're not getting me down that thing."
Oh, I've been in some of them, but I don't like it. I wouldn't want to be a miner.
Were the mines very active during the war, or any of these mines?
Some of them were. There were some molybdenum and manganese and things like that that were active.
The first one, isn't that something that hardened steel?
Yeah.
Do you know that?
I don't know what all it is. I'm not that good on metals.
Right.
What was it in Leadville?
Well, they had some right here at Gunnison.
Yeah, I know, but what was the big mine up there, and they finally closed it completely?
We had a little...
Like in the 80s.
We call it a hand mine, where the owner of it was an old-time man who was Indian or part Indian. Anyway, he had an awful lot of Indian arrowheads, and he did a lot of painting of Indian artifacts, and he had a hardware store, and he was quite well-to-do. His name was Harry Ender, and he had a mine where they took out one of the ingredients. I'm trying to think what they called it out of the mine that you use paint ingredients. And
oh, no.
They called it they called it the paint mine, but I mean, I can't think what the term was for a bunch of guys carrying out stuff on their back because it's hard to get to.
Yeah.
And they carried it out and they used it for paint for the stuff that went in the paint.
Hmm.